how to meditate. So exactly how do you meditate? Meditation shifts your focus away from things that charge you up, namely your usual thoughts, to things that are simple and emotionally neutral. And this is the problem with meditation. How can you persuade yourself to focus on things that seem so unimportant? So you need a technique and a certain discipline to stay in the present. First, you choose what to focus on. There are hundreds of different kinds of meditation, but they all use what is called a meditation object. The vast majority of practices focus directly or implicitly on the breath or on the body in some way. With that as a basis, you could also focus on sounds or visual objects, or on a word or phrase, or on an activity, such as walking or exercise, or on images or concepts. The instructions for virtually all meditations are much the same. You focus on your object, whatever it happens to be, while noticing your thoughts with detachment. You'll notice there are two halves to the instructions and two separate skills. We call them focusing and awareness. Focusing means you choose an object and stay with it as well as you can. When you get distracted and lose it, you refocus. And when you are focused, you take your focus deeper. You go more into the detail. However, focusing doesn't completely eliminate everything else from the stage of consciousness. We can't focus so exclusively on the breath, for example, that we don't also notice sounds, thoughts, and other body sensations as well. Focusing on the body only means that we give it priority. We make it number one out of the options available. We put one thing in the foreground and everything else in the background. We give high-quality, continuous attention to the body and low-quality, as required attention to everything else. Focusing is selective attention. It is a kind of tunnel vision that on its own would be quite unbalanced and even obsessive. It needs to be balanced out by a larger mental function that scientists call supervisory attention. This is the brain's radar function. It is constantly scanning the inner and outer stimuli, evaluating what is good and bad, and initiating hundreds of subtle responses every minute. It deals with the vast majority of stimuli automatically, except when it hits a problem that needs more conscious analysis. This is why, when we try to focus on the breath or the body, we are still visited by intrusive thoughts, sensations, and emotions. We can't just ignore these. A wiser part of the brain has told us they might be valuable. They need to be rapidly assessed and dealt with. In less than a second, we can notice a thought, evaluate its importance, and choose whether it requires any more attention. You will find that to process a peripheral thought in a second or two doesn't actually distract you from the body. It is only when you give a thought more than 5 or 10 seconds that it pulls you away. The rhythm of any meditation goes something like this. You focus on the breath or the body in some way. Within a few seconds, you realize you've been captured by a thought and you're no longer focused. You quickly assess that thought, it's normally useless. You tick it off and return to the breath. It takes a few seconds to re-establish focus. After a little while, you soon find you're off with another thought. So you tick that thought off and return. you get distracted again and return. Usually after 2 or 3 minutes of this, something lovely starts to happen. You find that it is actually quite pleasant staying with the body. It is a much calmer place to be than running around after your thoughts. The pleasure principle kicks in. You feel the body relaxing and you don't get so distracted. This doesn't mean, however, that your thoughts have vanished. It just means that you're not chasing them as you usually would. They still pop up in your mind, but they don't distract you from the breath. This is the ideal place in the meditation. You focus on the breath or the body while noticing your thoughts with detachment. Focusing on the body makes it relax. The act of focusing calms the mind. And noticing the passing thoughts and sensations puts you in touch with who you are and how you feel in the moment. These are the fruits of any good meditation, namely relaxation, focus, and self-awareness.